6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, looks like they had to take a tree or two down. Now. Typical. Alright, tell me we got a good wind break in here. Because the current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means, of course, that it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee! Dubious Goals Committee. It's that time. And I'm looking at a log. There was fungus on the log. What do we got up here? It looks like we had oysters and Auricularia auriculum. Oh, yes, I am walking around outside today. Because it's a lovely sort of day. It's about 12 degrees. It rained early this morning, but it's pretty much dry now. Streets were dry. The path is dry. Some things are slightly damp. Here, at Herrenhaven. That's right. I'm out at Herrenhaven. A rare appearance. It's a little breezy. Hey, here's a squirrel. It's a little breezy, but I was kind of hoping that being in the forest would give us a windbreak. And yeah, maybe a little. Don't know how long we're going to be here. But there's a lovely squirrel. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. Oh, and is it going to rain some more? I don't know. But I thought the conditions just might be good enough to go out, so we're out. It is overcast, but the sun wants to peek out every once in a while. And so you get a few seconds of sun. I'm crossing the billabong. I'm looking for dudes. I was thinking that maybe if the conditions were right, we might see some dudes today. Dudes like what? Tobe? I don't know. You never know. You never know with the Tobe Show. You're going to run into something weird, though. That's for damn sure. Oh. The other good news is, yeah, see, here's a good windproof spot right here. Well, kind of. The other good news is there's nobody here. I am the only human, which really increases our chances of seeing something awesome. So that's why we're lurking around. That's why we're heading out towards the boardwalk. We're not making any side detours, well, except for the wall blind, so we can look out the back of the billabong. Anybody back there? Oh, wah, 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 doesn't look like it. But the water level looks reasonable, and I can tell that the water level is high. But it's not high, it's just sort of vaguely normal. And it's been so low all season that it now seems like it's high because, well, I can see green grass under the edges of the water. Walking around Frog Harbor. Do I see any frogs? No. Do I see any? Oh, who's that way down there? We got, well, we got a goose and we got ducks. We got two duckies. A mallard pair, a male and a female, and one Canada goose. Does the Canada goose have a buddy over there somewhere? Can't really see, but there wouldn't appear to be. Okay, so the count is two ducks, one goose, one Canada Plus, we saw a squirrel earlier. I can hear other birds. I can hear the traffic out on, what is that, State Highway 64? Also known as West Maple Road, also known as Maple Street. Well, we got some birds chirping. And I'm just working my way through the forest. All the leaves on the tall trees are down. But anything 3 meters or shorter still has lovely green leaves. Looks very much like springtime. This is how it looks the first or second week of spring. There's all this green low-level stuff, and it's bare upstairs. All right, we're going to cross the next bridge. And we're going to look into the turtle reproduction pond. Who's out there? Anybody? I don't see any dudes. I don't immediately see anybody. So let's cross over here. And what do we got from this angle? Is there anybody back there hiding in the reeds? There's some water movement, but I think that's just wind. I don't think there's anybody hiding in there. Well, there's probably lots of dudes hiding in there. I just can't see them, because they're hiding. Na-na-na-na-na-na. All right, we're on the approach to the boardwalk. I mean the bird blind. The A.J. Werthmann bird blind. And here we are. Dun 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 dun. Into the blind we go. Check for marmots. No marmots in here. But that has happened to people. They've stepped into the blind and uh-oh, there's a dude sitting in here. Okay, looking out over the water. Ducks. We got mallard pairs. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. We've got 5 or 6 mallard pairs floating around. Oh, it's really overcast. If there was some good sun shining, we might have dudes on logs. But, yeah, no. Mallards. Oh, there's some way back there, too. Quackity quack. I can hear some quacking. Okay, so we got quacky mallards. I'm looking way out there. I'm looking for herons. I'm looking for any other dudes. What's that sitting over there? Oh, that's just a mallard sitting on a log over there. It looks kind of... All right, who else? Who else is out here today? All I'm seeing is the quacks. The quacklers. Okay. Do I feel like walking around the... Yeah. I came out here to walk. I have this little... I woke up with just this teeny tiny little thing down at the base of my spine on the right side. And does it hurt? Well, no. But I can tell that it's thinking about becoming pain. And that's one of the reasons I'm out here today. Just walking around. I gotta walk this off. Is it working? I don't know. But I am up above. I'm on the loop path. The loop path that goes up the hill. And when you get up here, at this time of year, now you can see the entire damn pond. Or lake. Or whatever you want to call it. Well, not the whole thing. It's kind of big. It's really big. It goes over there. But you can see the big chunks. And so that's always fun. I like climbing up here. What's going down in the ravine? Oh, geez, can't see into the ravine. Too many leaves still. There could be lots of people down there, lots of dudes hanging out. Deers and turkeys and who knows what else. I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff down there. Snoodlers. Scratties. Yeah, actually, walking uphill does make this hurt a little bit more. And I know what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same thing too. Tobe, is this your back problem coming back again? And my immediate response is, no, I don't think so. I'm going to walk up here. I'm going to walk up to the top of the hill here, an extra 10 meters. I do not think this is my back problem coming back, because it's on the wrong side. If it was on the left side, then I'd be worried. But no, it is on the right. And so, wait, peek around the corner here. Is there any dudes? No. No dudes. No little dudesters. Also, it feels different. It feels different than my back problem. Hey, I see you, squirrely. Another squirrel back there hiding. It's a different thing. And so, I... Well, of course, I need to watch it, but I'm just going to sit on it and wait until, I don't know, I die or whatever. Okay, so... Let's go back down the path here. And I think I'm going to start working my way out of here. I was hoping to see some dudes. And we saw lots of ducks. We got ducks, we got a couple geese, we got the squirrels. Everything's great. Seeing lots of wildlife. Plenty of wildlife. Yay, it's wild. Do-do-do-do. But yeah, it's kind of slow out here at Heron Haven. Well, that's usually true this time of year. Now, you might be asking yourself, I wonder if Tobe is going to go across the street to the golf course and look for some golf balls. And, well, I could, but I don't think I'm going to do that for a number of reasons. There's no golfers. I didn't see any golfers when I was driving over here. So there's no reason to believe that there's any golf balls to be found. But I am going to drive up Turkey Street. To see if there's any turkeys lurking. Any turkeys lurking around. But I suspect they're going to be down in... Oh, what's that? It's a duck flying. I thought it was a green heron. I'm going to drive up Turkey Street to see if there's any turkeys. But I kind of doubt there will be any. They'll all be down in the ravine. But maybe there will be. There might be. Who knows? That's why we gotta check. Oh. The next big question becomes, what are we going to do once we get home? Well, I think we all know the answer to that. And the answer is synth. Yeah, let's do some noodling. Let's get into it. All right, I'm walking by Frog Harbor one last time. I'm stopping to look down. What is that? What is this lump over here? Is this a damn yes, it is a frog. Hi, froggy. I see. Oh, there's another one. Hi, there's a big one and a little one. I see you frogs. I see those frogs. Okay, what was I talking about? Frogs. Lots of frogs in Frog Harbor. And we got bird watchers looking for ducks, and we've got lots of mallards today. Some people have shown up. Yay. So now all the ducks and all the birds will have somebody to look at them. I love the bird people. You know, they always got big old cameras and the binoculars. And they're looking to spot that literal rara avis. Are there any here? Yeah, there are. Occasionally. And I'll remind everyone that I've seen bald eagles here. One bald eagle. I saw one. Not like at Tranquility down the street where we run into them all the time. Well, all the time as long as it's January or February. I hope we have a mild winter this year so we can go out and walk around and look for dudes in the middle of winter, because that's when we find the weirdest ones. Alright, I'm traipsing through the last 100 meters of jungle. I can see the cooking fires up on the hill. Wait, what movie is that? Regardless. Here's the big cottonwood tree that fell down a couple years ago. It's got new fungus on it. Oh, wait, there's something on the back there still. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's one of those chunky, chunky dudes. Hey, what about that log over there? What's on that? Oh, are those just leaves? Stupid leaves. Nobody likes leaves. I hate leaves. Leaves aren't mushrooms. Mushrooms are yummy and oh, wait. My logic fell apart. I don't hate leaves. I love leaves. I love tea. That's leaves. I like salad. That's leaves. And I like my sandwiches, which has three different kinds of leaves. I have a three-leaf sandwich. It has lettuce on it, it has basil on it, and it has thyme. That's three different kinds of leaves. It also has black forest ham and baby Swiss cheese. But still, we might just have to call it the three-leaf sandwich. Thank you. I stop this? There we go. How do we end this crazy thing? And there you have it. That's the latest with the synth. And that's the same stuff that we've been working on for the last day. I've decided I liked it. I added a little bit of stuff. I messed with that quite a bit. Where the hell did the cat go? There she is. What are you doing, baby? And so, yeah, I think I'm going to develop this. That's the basic, I don't want to say theme, but that's the basic patch. That's the basic sounds. Yeah, there'll be a little bit more stuff, and I'll set up some more control and do some stuff, but yeah, that there's going to be the basis of the show, the big show coming up. Two things I should tell you. I did see turkeys. Yeah. I drove up Turkey Street and I couldn't find them. And I got almost to the end and oh, there's six of them hanging out in these people's yard under a tree and just hanging around doing turkey stuff. But I got to watch my cat. I'm watching you. Because the UTI has, even though I took the cat to the vet, this is, well, okay, it's a long story. Even though all this went down, now it's worse. Now, before she was just sort of pretending to want to pee on things, but now she is actually doing it. And I should probably give her one of these pills, but I'm not going to try to pill the cat and do dubious goals committee at the same time. That would be impossible. So, yeah. All right, I got to figure out what's going on. I got to do laundry. And I would like to put the cat in the laundry room so she stops peeing on things. But I can't do that while the washing machine is running because that'll make her crazy. Because she hates the sound of the washing machine. Oh, although it's done. Is it done? It says, It's going to go into some other cycle. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah. What else was I going to tell you? I've got to go to a show tonight. This is not my show. I'm going to go see some other people play. Oh god damn it. And there's cat pee on my blanket. The washing machine is still going. Cat has peed on my blanket while I had my back turned when I was doing synth stuff. I hate to do it, but the cat has to go into kitty prison, which is the bathroom. But we can't put her in there until the laundry is done. And so I'm running around trying to just not go insane. Having a bitch of a day. And yesterday. And everything. Anyway. I'm looking forward to lunch. I'm going to have the other coconut chicken korma. Probably have a naan on the side there. It's going to be delicious. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. I got to get the end of the line back in here. Yeah.